Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 352 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, the way back in the basement to a partition on the left leading from the elevator. The basement is about 20 feet wide. The Negro lead the way back about 150 feet and we found the body. The girl was lying on her face, not directly lying on her stomach, with the left side on the ground, the right side up just a little. We couldn't tell by looking at her whether she was white or black, only by her golden-colored hair. They turned her over and her face was full of dirt and dust. They took a piece of paper and rubbed the dirt off of her face, and we could tell then that it was a white girl. I pulled up her clothes and we could tell by the skin of her knee that she was a white girl. Her face was punctured, full of holes, and was swollen and black. She had a cut on the left side of her head as if she had been struck and there was a little blood there. The cord was around her neck, sunk into the flesh. She also had a piece of her underclothing around her neck. The cord was still tight around her neck. The tongue was protruding just the least bit. I began to look around and found a couple of notes. The cord was pulled tight and had cut into the flesh and tied just as tight as it could be. The underclothing around the neck was not tight. There wasn't much blood on her head. It was dry on the outside. I struck my finger under the hair and it was a little moist. This scratch pad, states Exhibit H, was also lying on the ground close to the body. The body was lying with the head towards Forsyth Street, the head being near the partition. I found the notes under the sawdust, lying near the head. The scratch pad was lying near the notes. They were all right close together. Witness indicates on diagram of the state where body was.